The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 19th of December, 2008. It was on this day, 1843, Charles Dickens published A Christmas Carol, the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner who learns the spirit of Christmas from three ghosts who show him his past, his present, and his future. Dickens had just had a commercial failure, his novel Martin Chuzzlewit, a satirical, rather dark novel, had flopped, and Dickens was strapped for cash and thought maybe he should write a heartwarming story with the holiday theme. He got the idea in late October, and he struggled to finish it in time to come out before Christmas, which it did. At the time the book was published, 1843, the celebration of Christmas was still somewhat at issue. There were people in England and America who felt that Christmas was a holiday left over from pagan days, that it was too extravagant, that it had very little to do with the Christian faith. But when Dickens's novel became a huge bestseller, it set the tone for Christmas as we know it today, a season of feasting and merriment and generosity. It was on this day, 1941, the Office of Censorship was created, a wartime agency ordered by President Roosevelt, who appointed the general manager of the Associated Press, Byron Price, to be the head of the agency. Byron Price, who advocated a system of voluntary censorship, which worked pretty well during World War II, and information about troop movements and the locations of forts, the development of weapons, was not reported in the press. And most notably, the Manhattan Project, the development of the atomic bomb, remained a well-kept secret. Censorship worked because the war had popular support in this country, and journalists and reporters held basically the same view of the war as the government did. And today is the birthday of Jean Genet, born in Paris, 1910, whose novel The Lady of the Flowers in 1944 was one of the first serious literary novels that celebrated homosexuality. Genet wrote many more novels, including Miracle of the Rose and The Thief's Journal, as well as his plays The Maids and The Balcony. Here's a poem for today by John L. Stanitzi, entitled Very Pretty, for Catherine Conkling, Point of Woods, South Lyme, August 1999. So early in the morning, and yet too hot for her to walk even a step or two, we sit her in a plastic lawn chair, secure her with a bedsheet, huge and cool, around her frail body. And Ma, elegant and 70 pounds, waits with apprehension to be lifted to the top of 47 steep and crooked steps, to the landing that overlooks the cottage roof where a gull sleeps, and below that a sail on jeweled green water. At the top, with the sun impatient for 97, we stand with her a moment as she looks out on the bay. Very pretty, she says, very pretty. And I think of those words as sweetest memory the very moment she is speaking them. A poem by John L. Stanitzi, Very Pretty, from his collection Ecstasy Among Ghosts, published by Antrim House, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Betsy Allister, edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.